A long-awaited breach in the Great Salt Lake Causeway could begin as soon as next week. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
State regulators have signed off on plans to punch a hole in the 20-mile causeway between Promontory Point and the western shore of the Great Salt Lake. The move's been years in coming to allow water and salt to flow freely once again.
It's a condition that we could have expected to occur had the culverts not been closed.
Laura Ald manages the Causeway Conundrum for the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. She says culverts used to connect the lake's north and south arms, but they've been plugged up. Ald says the railroad will punch a hole in the causeway so lake water can flow under a 150-foot bridge.
So there'll definitely be impacts.
The lake's south arm is expected to drop, potentially to historic lows, and its saltiness will increase. But Ald says fears of harming the brine shrimp populations have passed.
If we were to breach in the October-November range, it could impact their life cycle. And there was a concern if the brine shrimp weren't reproducing well, there wouldn't potentially be enough brine shrimp for the birds.
Curiosity about low lake levels is ongoing. One study is looking at its effects on air quality. Another focuses on lake effect snowfall. Judy Fays, KUER News.